And now, James Gravel.
One of the most practical points regarding a Christian's prayer life is that prayer should be continual. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 teaches us that the first century Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayers. We today ought to have a similar lifestyle regarding prayer. This is the idea behind Paul's statement in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. There should never be a time in our lives when we cannot approach the throne of God, which is why Paul said in Colossians 4, verse 2, continue earnestly in prayer. Our prayer lives ought to be such that there is never a time when we cannot bear our hearts and souls to God, tell Him our troubles, thank Him for our blessings, or ask Him for His help. He is, after all, our Father. Additionally, prayer should become a habit for us. Some habits, of course, are good while others are bad. Continuing earnestly in prayer should become one of our good habits. From Daniel chapter 6, we learn that a young slave by the name of Daniel had made daily prayer a habit in his life. Darius, king of the Medes and Persians, had issued a decree that none of his subjects could pray to any god except him. But Daniel 6:10 tells us, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God, as was his custom since early days. Daniel had been trained to pray daily. It was a good habit that he had developed early in life. Prayer should become a habit in our lives too. Parents have a responsibility of instilling this good habit in the lives of their children. They must teach their children to pray morning, noon, and night, and help them learn the value of prayer so that they can receive the strength that comes from a continual prayer life. The psalmist said, "Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray," Psalm 55, verse 17. These are not the only times we can pray, of course, but we certainly ought to take advantage of these specific opportunities.